Sylvia and me.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Beckerman. Join me today as I talk to an extraordinary woman who is changing the world by making a difference in her life and the lives of those around her.
Hi, my name is Simone Gorton, better known as the Black Fairy Godmother. I am a community organizer, and welcome to Sylvia and Me.
Simone, thank you so much for joining me here today and taking time out in your very busy schedule. And your busy schedule has helped so many Black, African American, women of color, Latino, you name it, you're helping. What I'd like to do is, can we give a little bit of a backstory as to why you are, rightfully so, called the Black Fairy Godmother? I know that, I think it was about 7 years ago, you were in a situation, you have a two-year-old boy who is now nine, his name is King, I believe. He is nonverbal autism, but why don't you go ahead and tell your story?
Well, it happened 7 years ago. I lost my job and I was on unemployment. And everybody know formula is very expensive. So I was living with my parents and I needed the help with my son's depends, his formula, other essentials that he needed. Unfortunately, due to getting $200 a week in unemployment, that would not cover everything that I need. I went ahead and I called nonprofit agencies in the area. I was either on a waiting list or going straight to voicemail. I contacted 211, which everyone knows to contact 211 for emergencies. And I was giving phone numbers that were disconnected, and these are government agencies. So I went ahead and I went to Facebook and I asked people, where can I go for help? And they told me that there's a group called Reparations and Offerings that assists with Black and Brown women who need emergency assistance. I went ahead and I joined that group. I posted that I needed formula and diapers for my son. He's, he has autism spectrum disorder. And there were four women who changed my life. They assist me with formula, diapers, groceries, and one even enrolled me back into school and paid my back payment that I owed to County College of 741. And she helped me get back to where I needed to be, and that's in school. So I told these four women, hey, I want to move forward with this. I want to go ahead and help other women like myself who are in the same boat, because, you know, a lot of these nonprofits, they have big executive people who have these big titles and they're getting salaries. I don't want to be the person to get the salary. I want to be the person to help stabilize some of the moms so that they won't be in emergency mode. And that's the same way that these women.
So you decided to pay it forward.
Pay it forward, correct.
And so how did that work? This is Facebook. How did that work? That was 7 years ago. So that's 2013. You started trying to raise money, or tell us what you did.
I started on Facebook, raising money from random women that were in the previous group that I joined, because that group became a little sour. So I start raising money on my Facebook platform. And there was one woman by the name of Teresa who lived in Maryland, and she needed $1,000 within a couple hours. She had by 12 p.m. Eastern time to go to the courts to pay that $1,000, so that the sheriff department won't evict her. And she was saying that her daughter has a health issue, like a heart murmur. So I went ahead and I raised the funds of $1,000 less than an hour. And she was the one, in fact, who gave me the name, the Black Fairy Godmother. She's like, you're like a fairy that comes in the middle of the night and just make sure that everything that's dirt turned into just stars and lights. And she just went on Facebook, and I just ran with it, the Black Fairy Godmother. And to that day, my platform grew. I met the author, Jennifer Pasoloff, and Jennifer stated, hey, won't you go ahead and create an Instagram and reach more people who can assist with resources or whatever they can. And I created a Instagram page on October of 2019. And I started off with 100, then it rose to 500. And every year I do something that's called Wishlist Angels to adopt a family who needs Christmas. And from there on, now I'm 30,000 strong.
Yes, you
are. It just grew overnight.
Yes, you are. And one of the things you mentioned, one of the women who pushed you along, and then you also got a big bump because Elizabeth Gilbert saw what you were doing, and she just started following and posting. And that is something that is, you know, social media, we're living in a in an environment now where so many people can reach out who couldn't have reached out before. And one of the things that I want to go back to that you've mentioned, you got your unemployment of $200. What people don't understand is $200 doesn't get you very far when you have a two-year-old and you have food and formula and diapers and on and on and on. And then you try getting through to the large nonprofits and you're either on a waiting list or there's so much corporation that's there. And a lot of people, trying to get through governmental agencies to try to get help and find out what the resources, there probably are resources out there, but you can't find them. And then if you find them, you're probably on the cusp of just under this much. You can't, you're making too much here. So one of the things that you do is you help women who have gone through or in the middle of domestic violence, have lost their jobs, have no place to live. In fact, you had a woman who was living in her car with her daughter for about a year, and somehow you were able to turn her situation around.
Yes.
How do you, I know that you're on Instagram, but it's not just, you're not just crowdfunding and people aren't just donating. There are so many different ways that you're doing it where people can feel, unlike very large organizations, they know that it's really going and helping that person with an immediate need, an immediate fulfillment of that need. How do you do that?
I'm the Black Fairy, of course. Well, to be honest, how I do is I take these women and these families and I go, okay, I'm going to help you with this emergency. However, we're going to get you stabilized because you can't continue to be in the same predicament that you're in. You can't be in, you know, emergency mode. So I set up a time and place and I go, we're going to do a vision board. Where do you want to go? Where, like, what do you see yourself? Do you need job placement? Do you need job training? Do you want to go to school? Do you need babysitting services? Do you want a car? Do you want to open a business? So I just try to dream with them. And if they say they need therapy, we also have three of our followers who are licensed therapists who will come in and give them a one-on-one therapy. And then I will come in and I have people who are volunteers who will help seek housing for them, help seek training for them. So it's like a 90-day process. The longest we ever done was 6 months to get someone back on their feet. But that's what I do. And they go, it feels good to have strangers that's rooting for you to be the best that you can be. And as you can see, some of them are now having businesses. A lot of them are in college. We have some of the women who just graduated out of trade school. So this is what I do. Okay, I'm going to feed you, or I'm going to pay your rent, or I'm going to place you to safety. But let's back up a bit. What are you going to do to stabilize that household? What are you going to do to keep you and your children safe? So I make them think the same way these women had me think. And I get them to stability. And that's where the testimonials come in, or the women that comment, yes, she changed my life and made me think out the box. I'm not saying these women are rich, but they're stabilized. They have jobs. They're in, you know, they're in school. They're eating healthy. Their children are healthy. They're housed. So that's what I do. It's just not about throwing money, where some of these nonprofits just throw a little money and say, hey, like, I'm going to pay for someone's light bill or their water bill. But we also have to understand there's something behind the reason why that person is asking for help. Well, are they going to be in the same group, you know? So, yeah.
That is quite different. And it gives these women purpose. It gives them self-esteem, because it's not that they're taking charity. They're being helped. They're, you know, self-esteem goes a long way for someone.
Tell me about it. Because I've been there.
I understand, I'll tell you that much. Now we're hit with something unbelievable on top of everything else. It's great that you're moving all around.
I'm sorry, I had to get myself a little right and get you into the light. Sorry.
There you go. What I wanted to ask, now we're in time of the pandemic, COVID, something that people were having a hard time before, now, oh my word, and it's disproportionately affecting women of color. And I understand that the amount of requests that you receive now has gone from like 30 a day to thousands.
100+, and I'm so overwhelmed. My team of 12 is overwhelmed. We're getting so many food requests that I had to create something that's called Adopt a Family. So what I'm doing is, with all the fundraising, with all the families that are begging for food and toiletries, we even have women that are begging for tampons, I'm asking my 30,000 followers, can 10 of you a day take a list or take a fundraiser, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook page. We're always sharing things about these politicians, but we have our own people that are suffering, that have been out of work since X, Y, and Z, that haven't received that unemployment payment, and they're paid workers. So let's try to do something for them, because it's becoming overwhelming. I'm Instacarting daily. My whole team, we're Instacarting. We're having people across the U.S. send diapers, formula, toilet paper, clothing now, because some people, houses caught on fire, or someone were evicted and they no longer have clothes or shoes. So now I'm doing something that's called Adopt a Family, where you take a wish list that has food and toiletries on it and share it throughout your social media. You make a nice post and say, hey, can about 15 people buy one item to make someone's day who's hungry? And it's been working. It's been successful. And we've been knocking out fundraisers here and there every other week.
And you're doing this despite, from what I understand, you've lost your part-time waitressing job?
Yep.
And you're still doing, you just finished a semester of college?
And it starts on the 28th. After I speak with you, I have orientation, because now they're switching from Zoom to Google Classroom at the community college. So I'm in school. I take care of my son, who's severely autistic, nonverbal. He wakes up 4:30 every morning. He requires 24-hour care. I'm consistently texting, emailing, calling my staff, because my staff is spread out throughout the U.S., and they're volunteers. They have their own occupations. They have, you know, their own families, their own grandchildren, and the list goes on. But they're volunteers, and they're also a help changing women's lives as well. So despite of everything, I only get 2 hours of sleep per day.
Okay, so I won't take up too much more of your time, but no, I want to mention, in May, you won the Webby Special Achievement Award for using, yes, social media to aid women of color. who have been severely impacted by the pandemic. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How awesome is that?
I really thought it was a joke when I received the email. You know how you get spam all the time? So I really thought that it was spam. So I went ahead and I deleted the email. And my publicist, Yvonne, said, that wasn't a spam. That was the Webby Award. And I'm like, what? I said, little old me, you know, just a regular girl from East Orange, New Jersey, that just want people to really survive.
So you're not just another gal in New Jersey. You are someone extraordinary. I'm sorry, but that's a great word. And you definitely deserved that Webby Special Achievement Award. What I'd love for you to do is, you have someone who was a volunteer for you.
Her name is Angela Bynum. She is not a volunteer. Angela Bynum is a woman that we assisted. She was a nurse at, she was an LPN at a pediatrician office. And one day she woke up and lost her inability to walk. Found out she had a tumor on her back. And she had a nephew that she took custody of. And she needed help. She became homeless. And we housed her for 2 months in the hotel. And then we were able to help her get stabilized with a place to stay. Help them also get beds from Mattress Firm. And she didn't have any food. So we helped her to stability, and we also helped her get some help with walking and also some insurance, because she kept contacting the Medicaid office, and they would either place her on hold for a long time. So we went ahead, and we had one of our followers who said, hey, I'm in the medical field, and I know the verbiage to get them on their feet. So the follower did not have any money, but she did write a lengthy email to the governor's office in New Jersey, and we had someone from the Medicaid office help Angela get Medicaid, and right now she's getting physical therapy.
That's amazing. That's
so
really...
there's different ways to help. Yeah, so, you know, it touched my soul. And within a couple of months, Angela will be getting surgery on her back tumor. That tumor is just that. Right now, she has to get physical therapy to walk again, and then they will try to remove that, that tumor off her back, because we contact her here and there.
Well, you're also, you provide assistance for special needs schools, centers, and support families to achieve their GED.
That is correct.
So tell me about your inaugural event, the Purple Diamond Awards.
The Purple Diamond Award is a award ceremony for domestic violence victims and individuals who have nonprofit organizations that are assisting women who are domestic violence survivors. There's a lot of small nonprofits that are not getting recognition, but I'm always looking, and I always see what they're doing in different different communities. So what I do is I recognize individuals who are domestic violence advocates or who have a domestic violence nonprofit organization. And I will, like I always, award them with the awards of just doing everything that they can for these women. And also any woman that I feel who have reached out to the Black Fairy Godmother who are domestic violence survivors, what we do is we give them scholarships. We gave out two scholarships. One was a burn victim, and one was a woman who had to run away from state to state so that her ex-husband won't find her. So what we basically do is we give them scholarships, we give them makeovers, and then they model in a small fashion show.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yes. Again, it's that self-esteem that is being brought back and knowing you're not alone.
Absolutely. And this year, the Purple Diamond Awards, due to the pandemic, we are going to be doing it online. We have some special guests that are going to pop through that are celebrities. So, you know, just you guys keep watching and you'll see who's going to come through, who's going to be recognized, and which families that, you know, that we made a very big impact on. So it's going to be tasteful for like 1 hour.
That's very nice. So what do you hear most from the people who are reaching out to you? What is the most important thing that you hear from them?
The most important thing I hear from them is, I don't know what to do. I have children. If you could just feed my child, I'll be okay. I had one woman who said, if you don't feed me, I might go into the store and shoplift. The most hurtful thing we ever encountered during COVID-19 was a mom who was going to commit suicide. We always get those calls, but she was in a situation where, you know, her abuser was hitting her. They had no food. They had no money. So we had to figure out a strategic way to get her to safety. And we've done that.
Well, good.
There's different trigger words. Yeah, there's different trigger words, because you could be working with someone and just know that they're going through something.
That's very true.
You could be talking to a neighbor and just know that they're going through something.
Well, one of the things that I read that you posted, it could be on your website, your mission, to replace the missing pieces of the puzzle. What do you mean by that?
In America, there's a lot of pieces that are missing in the puzzle. Love, self-esteem, stability, and education. Those are the missing pieces of a puzzle, especially when it comes to a woman. In the community that I come from, there's a lot of single-parent homes. And it's like a generational curse, it seems like. Like it's like a system that's broken. And I'm just trying to put those pieces back together to make a woman feel whole again.
You seem to be doing that. You've helped so many, and you're on your way to helping so many more, all the while taking care of your own son, who, as you said, has 24/7 needs, and you're finishing up your education. Very few people are able to do what you're doing. So before we go, two things. One, what is the message that you want to put out there?
The message I want to put out there is, everyone get involved. You don't have to have money to get involved, and you don't always have to donate. Everybody on this earth has one special gift. Look within that gift that you have, because that gift may be able to help someone or save their life.
Okay. And the other is, how can people find out more about you, and how can they donate? I understand that there's wish lists on Amazon, on Target. How can people get involved and as you said, not just donate money, but donate food or other needs? What can they do? Where do you want to send them?
There's two ways. They can reach us on Instagram, the Black Fairy Godmother Official. They can DM us, or they can go to my website, theblackfairygodmother.org, or send an email if you want to be personal, theblackfairygodmother@yahoo.com, and think of ways that you can assist us. Right now, we have small businesses who have little tip jars, and they take the money from the tip jars and they've been buying formula and diapers for families. So there's different ways where you can assist. Like I said, everybody has a gift. So let's use that gift to save somebody.
Simone, thank you so much. You are,
thank you for having me.
You are an amazing woman. Keep doing what you're doing. You have so far to go. In your own life, I see you doing really good things, great things. I don't know how much better a guest than what you're doing right now, truthfully. But thank you so much. You are so uplifting in these times that are so troubling.
And thank you for having me. It really means a lot to me.
My pleasure.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Upper Deck, the national full-service virtual gym that has reinvented the at-home workout experience. Upper Deck has more than 30 strength and cardio classes a week. Named Best Fitness Club in the Gold Coast for 2020, Upper Deck brings the gym to you with live coaching and motivation. Upper Deck's unique classes are interactive. They have two coaches, one leading your workout and one keeping her eyes on you, providing feedback and encouragement in real time. For a free week of unlimited virtual classes with no strings attached, email info@upperdeckfitness.com and let Upper Deck know you're a Sylvia and Me listener. Thank you for joining me today. On our next podcast, I'll be talking to another extraordinary, inspiring woman who has made her mark on the world. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform and, of course, our website, sylviaandme.com. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to keep up with the latest episodes. Review, rate, and take us with you wherever you are. I want to hear from you. If you know of an extraordinary, inspiring woman, please contact me at sylvia@lifeofprey.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay safe. This has been a Life of Prey production.